Today is December 21st, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the authority over all of us, the bread of life and the creator of it all. You're the designer and the executive commander, so faithful and generous to us. You are the hope of the Christmas season. You're the intelligent designer and the just judge, the key to everything we need today, the Lord of it all. You're merciful and mighty and new right now, omnipotent, powerful, and quick to help us. Oh Lord, you are the God of all our resources and the stability of our times, the trusted one, the underwriter of all life itself, and the victory in Jesus. You are the way and the life and the truth, and you are the expert. Oh Lord God, we want to say yes to you and yield to you, for there is no life without you. Lord, you are the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Let us be like you. Let us not tolerate sin in our classrooms, sin in our homes, sin in our lifestyles. And convict us quickly, Lord, that we may repent and stand in awe of what you have done for us through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the Son of God. We thank you for this day, and we ask you for it all. In the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 14, verses 29 and 31. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? After Jesus had told the disciples in the boat not to be afraid, Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, the word of God, Matthew 14, verses 29 and 31. Come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Word of God, Matthew 14, verses 29 and 31. Praise God for preserving these incredible words of Jesus. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small excerpt of a song and then read the lyrics. This will be our last song in the Advent season, so I chose Joy to the World, and it is sung by Celtic women. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat, the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the powerful words of Jesus and this beautiful Christmas song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And today is a special prayer of Christmas. Please pray for peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Now, if for some reason you forget that prompt today when your alarm goes off, don't you worry. It's a crazy time in school, and for some of you, this is your last day before the Christmas break, and others still have to go tomorrow, but today will be the last day that we pray together, officially, in 2017. And so, my friends, we pray at that precise time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I'll be with you in the Spirit at 1:16 p.m. praying for peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals, and we are in his third series called Fields of Faith. Today's is called Less is More. The scripture he used is John 3, verse 30. He must become greater, I must become less. There are numerous biblical examples of doing less resulting in deliverance or victory. The Old Testament warrior and leader Joshua could have stormed Jericho's walls and put up siege ramps to topple the enemy, but God directed him to do less. God told him to march around the city, blow some trumpets, and shout. Wow, it worked. The walls fell down. Gideon, the least of his family, was called by God to be a military leader and to save his nation from foreign invasion. He gathered over 20,000 troops to fight with him, but God said, "Send all but 300 of them home. Surround your enemy with torches and trumpets and watch what I will do." And that's Judges 7. Wow, it worked. A disciple tried to protect Jesus by using the power of his sword against the enemy, and he cut off a soldier's ear. Jesus told his disciple to put up his sword and then healed the man's bleeding ear. That's Luke 22, verses 49 to 51. Jesus demonstrated to him that less is more. A boy gave up his picnic lunch one day. He chose less, and as a result, Jesus fed him and over 5,000 people that day. And that's in John 6, verses 1 through 5. When Jesus' disciples could not heal a person, Jesus told them that some people are only healed by prayer and fasting. That's Mark 9:29. Fasting means choosing to eat or do less and is one of the most powerful spiritual tools. John the Baptist once said, "He, Jesus, must become greater. I must become less," in John 30, verse 30. In order to survive and thrive in education today, this is what we must do. We don't need more time, money, personnel, laws, or science in our careers. We need more God. God cries out for obedience to him in his schools. He cries out, "Seek me first, and I will add all things onto you," such as high academic achievement. He also says, "Don't believe that just by doing more, you are going to get more. Stop serving more. I will give you the courage it takes to do less. Obey me and watch what I will do." The prayer. Lord, help us decrease while you increase in our professional lives. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is a quote from Jesus. In John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of the precious words of Jesus the Christ from our reading today in Matthew 14, verses 29 and 31. Come, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? Dear Father and precious Lord, we thank you, Father, for these words of Jesus. I don't know why we doubt, but help us in our unbelief, Lord. We want to be strong in you. We want you to flow through us, particularly on these last and crazy busy days before the Christmas break. O Lord God, bless the children over their vacation. Bless them that they see you in this Christmas message. And bless them with safe return to us in the new year 2018. We love you, Lord. We lift you up because you are the only God. Merry Christmas, Lord. We thank you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until January 8th, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a very happy new year.